We're in the middle of starting some Simadal last week. Some Chavis starts off saying that you get up in the morning, make a brach on Tisidayim, Yishem Megam HaShiyotza. So first we'll talk about Shiyotza, then we'll go into on Tisidayim. So the Ramah passes Megam HaShiyotza, I feel less a tzrachav, the Cheinogo. I want to say that you make HaShiyotza in the morning, even if you don't go to the bathroom. He says, Kachav HaMinog, and that's what the Kachav HaMinog is supposed to do. Mishbur brings down, that's a lot of Chokam in that, and they hold that, Pim Gam says, at the time is Briah Chadasha, and if you didn't come to Birchadasha, it would come out that if you didn't go to the bathroom in the morning, then in the Chanam, you would not be able to make Ashiyatza if you're up all night and you didn't go to the bathroom. Now, Mishnah discusses, let's say, in the middle of the night, you go to the bathroom. So he says, Yesh Oimim, So those who say that if you get up in the middle of the night, you can sumach on the Ashiyatza of Shachris in the morning. And Mishuri says, sorry, he doesn't understand how you could do that, because a lot of times you have to go to the bathroom again. And the halacha is that each time you go to the bathroom, it's a chayv Ashiyatza. How long would you have to make Ashiyatza? So it says you can make Ashiyatza until you have to go to the bathroom again. So if you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, go to the bathroom. And then wake up again in the morning, have to go to the bathroom again, that's we lost the first Ashiyatza. Therefore, Mishra says, Yoshimayim, Shemachar, Atzmai, wash your hands and make sure you have no problem of Libur or Sa'eva, and you should make Birchas Ashiyatza at night. So, Penegeya, Tisidayim in the morning, so there are basically four reasons brought down in the Simon why you have to wash your hands in the morning. There's the Indian Ruach Ra, and then there's the Indian of Mitzad, more Mitzad Tfilah. So we'll start with Ruach Ra, then we'll go to Davening. Mitzad Ruach Ra, there are two chalakim in the Ruach Ra. There's the Ruach Ra of sleeping, and then there's the Ruach Ra of just at Alisa Shachar, the Ruach Ra goes on a person's hand. Nafkamina is, if a person's up all night, does a person have to wash, is the Ruach Ra or not? If it's the Alois HaShachar, so then it's the Alois HaShachar and do it to sleeping. So if you're up all night, you're going to have to wash your hands. The Ibn Mukhar brings down, if you got up before the HaShachar, you wash your hands. You have a suffix, you have to wash your hands again at Alois HaShachar. They take a Ruach Ra, because it could be the Ruach Ra comes again at Alois. And if you wash before in the morning, so you're going to have to, before Alois, you're going to have a problem. And therefore you have to go ahead and wash your hands again. There's another aspect of the Ruach Ra, is the sleeping. Even with nothing to do with the night, the sleeping. Therefore, it's not going to be. Somebody sleeps during the day. Also, do you have to wash your hands or not? And there's two. It could be the Ruach Ra could be sleeping, or Ruach Ra could be, or it could be the Alois HaShachar. Nafkamina is if you get up before Alois, so you have to wash your hands because maybe it's the sleeping. And then you have to wash your hands again at Alois because maybe it's the Alois. The other Nafkamina is let's say I sleep during the day. I sleep during the day, so I don't have the late schedule Shabbat, but I have the sleeping Shabbat. Therefore, the Mechaber is Machmer, both of them. So, Hishkan Kremer, I'm going to Shachar, you have to wash your hands. So, then during the day, you have to wash your hands. That's one aspect why you have to wash your hands, beside the Ruach Rosh Shabbat. Now, beside the Ruach Rosh Shabbat.
You did teach Master Good Learning?
Who?
It's a person that's left before Lois. That's right. Master Good Learning to go wash your hands.
No, hang on a second. So we said the Ruach Rashabai of the Alois or the Ruach Rashabai of sleeping during the day. Even though there we said Ruach, we have all sorts of chumras, like we spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago, going down Alams without Rechitza. The Bashir says Veishtak al Shainis about it, the Zaya and others, but when you're dealing with sleeping during the day, or you're dealing with the halacha of Menageya, the Ruach you wash your hands before Alois, the question is the Ruach washing Alois. Over there, we're not as machmer. It's only a suffix. We're not as machmer. You can make a copy going down Lamas. You can make a copy. Who didn't begin to learn? If you're in middle of learning, so that means nothing from the Shemazaman, also the stipend, given the money. They both say that if you're middle of learning, I'm going to stop learning Mamish Analys if you wash your hands already, because all these things are sveikas, and therefore it's going to be a little bit more calm. Now, so Menegay the Ruach Ra sure brings down that if you touch food, so then you're not allowed to touch food because the Ruach Ra. You're not allowed to touch the Medina. The Gemara says, "Lo yigah biyodei kohen metil lepel lechitam leiznev leinayim." You're not touching anything that has holes: the mouth, eyes, ears. Don't touch any of those areas because the Ruach Ra goes through the holes. The rest of your body, you're allowed to touch, not a problem. Anything which has a hole, over there, you're not allowed to touch. It's interesting, but the eyes, Mishpura says you should be zor even got eyes of b'chutz, him efshar. Like touching on the outside of your eyes, if it's possible, it should matter. Mefshar. It's possible. One should be machmer. Benegay that also. So you don't touch any of those areas. So Shaz benegay. What happens? But the evidence somebody touches food. So Mishpura brings down. But the evidence somebody touches food, which is benegay. For example, you go to a restaurant. So did the cook wash Jagabasa? Probably not from. Let's see, you go to a dentist or a doctor, right? They're touching it in your mouth, your eye, whatever. And the mice said they didn't wash Jagabasa. So the question is what happens with that? So look at Benegia, if somebody touches food, Mishmur brings down the lechirchida, somebody touches the food, you should wash the food off. And after you should wash the food Jagabasa. Michael, you should wash it three times. The chila, you're not supposed to touch it. If you touch it, but the avid, we say just go ahead and wash the food. Negavasa three times. Therefore, Therefore, if you the chila with the kais, but the avid kais, but the avid is not going to be negavasa. Therefore, if you touch, touch food. So what you do is the chila, you should wash the negavasa. Let's say it's a piece of cake and it's wet, it's going to be ruined. It's the chila, but the avid is not going to answer. The chila is supposed to wash it, but the avid is not going to answer. It's not going to be a problem. So now that leads into the shadow. What's with the restaurant food? What's with the fruit store? So if you're in like San Andreas Machabet, everyone, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're in other areas where not everyone's from, so not everyone watches Negavasa. So it's going to be a lot of time in terms of that. So how do you get off the Ruach Ra? So Chai brings down, to get the Ruach Ra, you have to wash three times to take the Ruach Ra. You dak la arslem, mayim gimel pom la Ruach Ra, shar alayim. In order to get the Ruach Ra, you have to wash your hands three times. It's brought down that three times three serugim, right, left, right, left. That can't be three times one. It has to be one, 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 one. That's the only way to get off the Ruach Ra. Mishpura brings down the Meiser Rav.
I need to buy fruit.
What? No, it's like, no, but when you're washing food, you're not going to do that. It's like on the hands, it doesn't go off. Now, what do you do? The Meiser Rav brings down, the Goyim brings down the Meiser Rav to do four times, because after three times, the still Ruach Ra on your hands. So the Goyim brings down the Meiser Rav, you should do a fourth time to get off the, you should do it a fourth time to get off the Ruach Ra, off to get off the water which has the rubber on it. You don't have to change. Maybe you taught that. Maybe you taught it. It's karma.
So the thing, if I go to Yishuv, I have to wash the food.
We're not getting to that. Okay, now, how does it come off? It comes off with washing it three times. The mice with a kli. The in Siv Zion it brings down Toiv to Makben Tizan Shachar. It's called Vamakben Tizan Misuda. You have to have a kli. Any ma'akev like kli like a gavra, shadron probably some between the diamond suit. It's not ma'akev, kli like a gavra, and other things are not going to be ma'akev. So shad is when the gay, the person who's touching your food with the ruach ra. So you would hope the chef in the kitchen washes his hand before he starts working, right? In America, yes, without washing hands with soap. So let's say he puts his hand on the stream, it goes like that, and like it goes like that to get soap, and he goes, and if he's going in and out like that, so you've got 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and then you're good to go.
It's very iffy.
I don't know.
It's really used by
a lot of people. Think
it best to be twice. So, you know,
what?
It best to be twice, hang your hand wet with soap and that.
No, if he's like washing it good, if, you know, if he's washed his hands, he goes get the soap,
when
and then
when
he's
washing his hands, so there's
two, and then. So, you know, there's a good chance that...
If you did it, like, a good time of the day.
Yeah. Even if it's, like, 9 that's the same. He woke up every morning, he took a shower. If he goes to the bathroom, and he washes his hand once. And then he does it before work. So there's a good chance it's three. You know, that's what we're saying on. But see if the evidence is okay, and... You know, that's what we're saying on.
If they wear gloves... If they wear gloves, is that better?
Yeah, wearing gloves. But they wear gloves, basically. You would hope so, but they probably don't. So I doubt it. Now, Benegeya... What's with Goyim? Let's say a Goyish chef or the Arab workers. So the Mishpura brings down that Ruach Ra, is a big sin in Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra is only when it's like the absence of Kedusha. You have Kedusha, so then the Tumah comes, the Shema goes up, and that's why you can have Ruach Ra. Goyim don't have any Ruach Ra, so therefore it does not apply to Goyim, this whole concept, and there'll be no problem of Negavasar of the Ruach Ra and the Goyim. What about Ketanim? So Ketanim, Mishpura brings down Benegei Ketanim. First it says you have to be Mizar Nashim Tisdaim, like men, and even more because they're sucking the food. Also, ketanim, you have to wash your hands. So ketanim are two things: it's hegiel chinuch, and then there's ruach ra. Hegiel chinuch, four or five, you know, with age, and the question was on himself, and understand to do it. That's the Gila Chinuch. And the Gila Ruach Ra, so Mishavir is already Machmer. He once sees his opinion is the Ruach Ra is, he's worried about the Ruach Ra as soon as he starts touching the food. He says, Yeshiz are like Tanim, can do game, but Machel, since they touch the food, that's what he's worried about, which is a little bit interesting. Mishavir is only Machmer as the food. Why is he Machmer as the kid touching his eyes and his mouth? What? Just watch his hands. No, just watch his hands. Think about
something. In the morning before eating.
Let me do the best to get. I just look at ROI. He doesn't seem to be worried about that. Like upon him, the Mishra says as soon as the age is touching the food already, that's the point already, a person should be watching his kid. Negabas. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which we mentioned Shulchan Aruch last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't forget we did this whole thing. Okay, fine. Okay, mention okay, Shulchan Aruch says that the Iker Negabas starts when a kid's bar mitzvah, gets an Iker Kedusha, somebody's machmer from 8 days old, Kedush Shemerlai, and therefore he says, but Mikr didn't have to watch till the kids bar mitzvah. If we said if it's hard, difficult, you know, and then there's what to be Mikr on. About the prescribe says Negavas or Chinuch starts the Negavas in the morning of a kid and the Kedusha, and then Sigur says that. One last answer we're going to give to my Kav Chaim is that, let's say you touch somebody's hand, we didn't watch Negavas, does that transfer to Tumah? You have to wash again. So like Av Chaim brings down, just thought that you have to wash your hands again. If you touch somebody's hand, you didn't wash Negavas. So the mice is not going to be so negia, because like we said before, it's like who are you touching at the end of the day? A guy is not a problem. Like, you know, the cashier, you know, whatever, is not a problem. A guy is not a problem. Ketanim, we have the whole vikuach. Kisemich on Shulchan Aruch Rav for sure. It's not so pasha. So, and today, you know, it's not going to be so negay that halacha. But then, if you have somebody, you know, an adult that didn't touch his hands, then it'd be a right to a machmir if you end up touching his hand.
What? For someone who slept during the day, let's say.
That's a little chumrah. The whole thing is, you know, the Mishra doesn't mention. It's like Av Chaim, so like they have a tzuruf and ketanim sitting during the day. You know, things like
that. One hand touch both hands.
Yeah, I think so. Now that's opening tzad the ruach rosh, even ruach rosh away. And there's a second aspect besides davening. There's a lot of washing hands before davening. Mechlikas Raj ben Rosh ben again tis naim shachris. Is it because yidayim askani is the same? You touch different areas, and therefore you have to mitari your hands for davening. And the Rajman says that the reason we have to mitari your hands for davening is because dumiyot to your bria chadash in the morning, and dumiyot to the koyin was mekadosh himself in the kiyar. So therefore, so to over here, you have Mekadosh Yadav, the Chiyuv of the Kli, to Mekadosh Yadav for davening. Now, washing before davening, Vetzim is a Chiyuv in every single tefillah. Shachar is a Ma'ariv. You know, people think you're watching before davening, like, when I was in high school, I was like the Frumis did, right? It wasn't like the regular. My sister said, Feresh Halacha, Feresh Gemara, Gemara brings this, meaning the Gemara you have to wash your hands. And the Gemara says, like, how far does one have to travel to get water in order to wash his hands? It says that you have to wash your hands in Bimayim and Tzadik Beis Tzadalad. In Yeshla, if you don't have it, you have to Maxer at Parsa. It says you have to travel. If you worry about missing that tefillah, so then just do Midi Demanki. But that's a person has to wash their hands for every single tefillah. The Shita's Rambam says even B'di Eved in Ayotza. That's Rambam. He can look to Liyadav, Leinot Liyadav. You do me the manki, even the evidence, Ayotza, Mishmur's in Tzarkin Ladina, bringing Berlachis as any chizum mispalo. But because you're supposed to be washing hands before davening, or kapana me the manki, before every single tefillah. What? We only do it by Shachris. I mean, we only make a bracha by Shachris. You know, if you go to Svar Bria Chadasha, it's as long as we Svar by Shachris, they make a bracha by Be'etzem. The chi of Netila is before every single tefillah, one has the chi of Netila. Now, but again, making the bracha, so like we said before, the minig is only by Shacharis. When do you make the bracha? We still got last night, Chayadam? When do you make the bracha in the morning? So, Shacharis, in terms of when you make the bracha in the morning. So, there's one ma'alik, as soon as you wash your hands in the morning, while you wash Negavasar, then you go ahead and then you go ahead and make the bracha. The problem with that is, Mishmur discusses that if you're going to be getting dressed and you're touching areas which are Makayba Tefila, or Netila, or if you're going to go to the bathroom afterwards, that's Mechayim Netila again, so then he doesn't recommend washing, making the bracha then. And Mishmur says you should make the bracha if you wash your hands and you end up going to the bathroom or getting dressed or touching your which are Makam Chusa, you should wash your hands right before the evening, and then that's the time to make the bracha of Al Netilas.
You need to go to the bathroom?
No. What?
Meaning, get up at 6 o'clock, use the bathroom, everything like that, and start diving, and then use the bathroom again.
What are you doing? You have 6 o'clock on?
Doesn't whatever. 7 o'clock, don't worry this thing.
Yeah.
and get up, wash hands at 9, get dressed, and then I'm going to go to diving. I'm not going to use the bathroom again. I still like the bracha.
No. If you're not going to use the bathroom again, or you're not going to touch the area when you're getting dressed, so then make the bracha.
And let's get dressed, and then...
So you end up touching. So just wait right before diving. Watch hands, and then that's the point.
Why is it work at the Rajma?
The Shmuel Zalman discusses. Let's say somebody has a stomachache. He knows he always has to go to the bathroom before Shemoneh Esrei. So is he able to make the bracha? Because they could diving Shemoneh Esrei, and he ends up being having to wash hands again. So I maybe talk about Shmuel Zalman's bakelus. If you're starting to daven and you're davening now, even you know in the middle you have to go to the bathroom, it's going to you can make the bracha now, which is really is very relevant. But again, noshim. So do noshim have to make bracha at this time? So bets not to make bracha at this time. The question is, do they daven or not? So the shaila is that noshim rechiv daven. So let me talk about rechiv daven. With seimach. A lot of people are noigin to be samech on that, but because of shachar, that's called davening, because that's it's mrs. my grandma, whatever. It's that's that the chiyuv tefila is only you can use the chiyuv tefila only with because of shachar the vakasha, and therefore there are many noig, the fat when they're having children to be yitzah with because of shachar. So the shaila is that enough to make a bracha on tisadayim for them? Is that called that's their davening? Being that's called that's their davening, so therefore they have to make the bracha, or no, you have to have Shmoneh Esrei. So the Maaser Rav Yashiv said that beside Birkas HaShachar, that's called their davening, and therefore you're able to go ahead and be semich on that, and they should make on this today. Like I mentioned before, that the Mechaber's davening, you take the Kli Shamayim, you put it in your right hand, and you pick up your right hand, and you put it in your left hand, in order to pour the water al Yemenei Tchila. You take the right hand, and you pick it up, right hand, put the left hand, and then you pour on the min, which is tchila. Now you're washing, it says you should not wash in a place where, on the karka, or a place where it could get, where the ruach could be mazik somebody, and you shouldn't put in a place where it could be mazik somebody. The question is, you put it into the sink, and it goes on to the dishes, so then really, and using the dishes, that would not be a very smart, good thing to do. So you should make sure to wash the dishes before you go ahead and use it.
It's fine to put them on the dirty dishes and they're just going to sit there?
If you have to make sure to wash it off.
Yeah.
So, you have to make sure to wash it off.
Three times, right?
No, just wash off the water. You just have to wash off the water. You have to wash it off. You just have to wash it off three times. I mentioned before, if somebody's up all night, so we said that... The Chabrim have a discussion about, well, now you have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. Do you say it's Bria Chadasha? It's Basa the Minig Oilam Bria Chadasha? If all the Vardas is Yadayim Askanit Seim, so then it's not Yadayim Askanit Seim. You have to all night when you're sleeping. If all the Vardas is Bria Chadasha, so it could be, it's Minig Oilam Bria Chadasha. The Mice of the Minig and the Psakimish, where you go to the bathroom and then you wash your hands. Fine. So Sefi Ches is a very big sif. Eilu Dram Tzich Netila. It's all the halachas of what he needs Netila. First one is come in a mita, get up from the bed. That is a dovi kuach, it says come in a mita. That's the young go to sleep. Does it mean sleeping, coming up in a mita? Okay, there's a little discussion about that. Anyway, but here's your basic case, come out of the bathroom. So let's talk about going to the bathroom. So if you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Let's say you just walk into the bathroom. So it says yoitzim, basically says you come out of the bathroom. The asach place can say that even if you just walk in and walk out, that's mechayiv to go ahead and wash your hands. It's not the ruach ra in the bathroom is in the bathroom. That we're going during asat sochem. Therefore, if you go into the bathroom, I see you would have to wash your hands. So there is a discussion again in our bathrooms. We discussed our bathrooms last week. I think we did, right? We didn't mention it.
A little bit.
Just going to mention it quickly again that I mentioned last week that. The olden day bathroom, I mean, the Gemara says that if you have a basic case of the parsai, it's a bathroom which basically like the old train tracks bathrooms, you just go to the bathroom, go straight on the train tracks, and sit there, goes straight down. Does that have to be a basic case here or not? Do you say one hand, it's a bathroom? Well, you say no, it's only when it sits there, then it's a basic case. If it goes in and out, it doesn't have to be a basic case. Therefore, the big suffrage of Moshe and Hinkin and Chazanish, almost supik when you get our bathrooms, on one hand it sits there a little bit, and then you flush. It doesn't go straight down. It's a little bit, and then you flush. Does it have a din in the bathroom? It doesn't have a din in the bathroom. They all take a swig at a dina. They use it for serufim. But, you know, Batsim be said we're machmir. There's another discussion in the Gera bathrooms that it's not only a bathroom, it's also you have a medicine chest there and you store things there. So some want to say maybe it doesn't have it in a bathroom because it's not just milk of a bathroom. Others say they know that if that's the tzarich of the bathroom, they have their toothpaste in there. And I can say it doesn't take away, it's a shimush of the base, like he said, it's not a bazander tzarich. So, come on, the might say we are machmir as a din of a bathroom, but some places, the person uses it as true. So the mice, if you go into the bathroom, the mice are supposed to wash your hands. They asked, who was it? Let's say you walk into the bathroom for a second, you're going to sleep. So you're going from one ruach to the other ruach. I don't know. I can't remember if it was like Berkowitz or Rayashi. I remember discussing about Berkowitz, but I don't remember. But
you know that the laundry room, like that's also the wife, like the wife goes into the laundry, like.
So the chachila, in Afshar, you should whatever. Right, it is what we saw. The whole thing, Yitzchak Vizkis is not, it's not so posh to wash hands. And now if you stick your hand in, that just stick your hand in to turn off the light. So that mice, there's a discussion about the mice you can make all that for sure. You don't have to do it. But Kitzer, if you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands for sure. Stick your hands in the mice you can make all. If you walk in and out, mina rei lahachmir be makir like that. Then if you get chapped hands and it's gonna makir with sugar. You see, wife's walking every second and driving crazy. Upset her. This is what to make. How many times do you have to wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom? So the Mishavur brings down that only time you need three times, only by nigovaser. Some are machmer by Tasha Mita and Hilch Ben Mesa. Sefer Hichel Kedesh is machmer going out of the bathroom. Magavram Sasa Drab Magavram is going to be Mekel. So make it when you come out of the bathroom, you do not need three times, you just need one time. That's it. Mishra is not mentioned Kli, there's not many Penina Kli. Kli is written like in the Shla. Sefer Kedusha and Lachin, but the Eker Din, one time without a Kli. And that's the
Even as a
tzracha. Yeah, even as a tzracha. Because there is vayitim. Shmuel does bring down this hechal kodesh, and there is a slot to the kliyav tzracha. And akedin is one time. That's what it's fine. Beis Hamechatz is a shower house. Mikvah. If you go to mikvah, you have to do it as a shower. That's a din of a. And you go to a shower. We don't really have showers nowadays. It doesn't happen to get our shower houses. They have a din of a shower. In old days, it was like full of zeya and sweat and whatever. It's the first time of Shimer Golds that in the shower you have to think of learning. It's not the Beis Hamechatz. But okay. There's no problem of thinking and learning, not just from deeper. Her is mutter. But okay, like a part of it was not like that. We are Christians at Yitzhak, based on Machatz, we have a dinner of based on Machatz. That's the point of you cut your nails, you take off your nails, that's going to be Chayiv a Netila.
What if you cut your kids' nails?
I skip one. Yeah, so let's say when you're to mitigate cutting your nails. So, if you're cutting, number one, the Kaf Chaim brings down when it says you're cutting nails, means all your nails, some of your nails, the Kaf Chaim brings down, even if one nail you have to cut a hand, even a chelik of a nail, the Maisa, you're going to have to cut it. So what's the luck with somebody bites his nails? Do you have to go ahead and cut it or not? So, Rebecca Kamenetsky brings a rifle. Where my cousin, my cousin's down that Rabbi Yochanan was in the Beis Medrash, and like he whatever bit his nails, threw them on the floor. Someone brings right. We see three things in the Gemara. The moment we see that you'll have to throw nails down a bit in a Beis Medrash, because Betsy has to throw your nails on the floor because the Gemara says because Hashash, somebody's gonna walk over and cause it to miscarriage. So the Gemara says that you'll have to throw it on the floor. So Yaakov says that we all find over there that he stopped learning when to wash his hands. So it's being right from that Gemara that you don't have to wash your hands when you bite your nails. The mice, Rav Chaim is on Erchaz Yosher, the minig is that, I think he's on over the minig that you do not have to wash your hands when you bite it, it's only when you cut it. And the next luck is chesed minalav. You take off your shoes. When you touch your shoes, you have to, or no, you get a rag glove, a chayv reishay. If you touch your shoes, you have to do it. What about the shoelaces? So this is save shame. The chesed ish that the shoelace is mikel. If you're able to tie your shoe without touching your shoe, just the shoelace, save shame. The chesed is mikel that you not have to go ahead and you now have to go ahead and do it. Chayv reishai. So people think if you touch your hair, you have to. I think a lot of people think if you touch your hair, you have to wash your hands. It's only if you scratch it. If you scratch, you have to do it. Stop touching it. The mice is not going to. That's not going to be a problem. Yesh oimim aylef ben amesim. Somebody goes ben amesim. This is very important. All lach is not important, but this is if you aylef ben amesim, the lach is you have to go ahead and wash. Negavas. You go to beskvaris. Go to levaya. And then Ramah brings out a minug in Shnayim Vav, I think it was, in Yerideya. There's a minug not to go into Bayis Acher, close my yon, wash your hands. That's why you have to Levaya. People line up and they wash outside and they go ahead and do it. So once in a shir when I was in Lakewood from Rabbi Felder, he went to say this. He went to say that Levaya, sometimes you go to Levaya and like long lines, takes a very long time. He said that number one, this Shmua B'Shem Ramosha. Okay. Ramosha said, like, it's built a Torah. Oh, it's only a minog, like Mechitesa. You know Mechitesa. Void. I think it's B'Shem of Aaron that it says, now they're going to buy a Sacher. What about Beis Medrash? Beis Medrash, there's no minog. He's not going to the house. But Beis Medrash is going to be okay. Void, the Pimgam and the Chaksan have a discussion when they're. By Levaya, Hoich ben Amesim means you go into Basic Kvaris. If you go to Levaya and you're out of, if you're waiting to take Amos in the Mace, you're holding the Mace, and if you're more than 4 Amos away from the Mace, so the Mesupik and the Arsenal place can say the Mace, you don't have to do it. So if you said the Mace, if there's a long line, you build it there, and you go into Base Spanish, you know, there's a lot to be made on, and you would, you know, you could go inside and wash over. You know, the minhag of not washing. Not going down to wash, so you can make it to go inside to go ahead and do it. If you do all these things, it says Tam Chacham Tamud Mishtake. Forget it. Not Tam Chacham Yitzim Midaita. It somehow makes you go out of your reins. I'm a Galech. It says I'm Mekes Dam Ksafan at the other of you. Pachet Zayin Yamim. I'm a Galech. The other Pachet Gimel Yamim. If you shave, take air cut. You have to get 3 days. Not sure exactly what we're being scared of. Oh, sorry, I'm over time.